Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we welcome you to the Kings postgame show. Not tonight. The Kings lose to the Indiana Pacers 107-104. And you saw the impact of not having De'Aaron Fox on the floor. You know, it's part of the deal, you know, but you saw not having Fox and what a difference that made tonight. 107-104. Sabonis only 15 points, did have 16 rebounds. Barnes was the high scorer for Sacramento with 23. Keegan Murray only had 3 points, 1 of 6. Davion Mitchell did nothing on offense. He had the worst plus minus of anyone on the floor with minus 19 in 22 minutes. Kevin Huerter, again, can't put the ball in the ocean from downtown, 1 of 7, 16 points. You know, Davis, Monk, and Metu in double figures off the bench, but, you know, too many turnovers, 19 turnovers. Meanwhile, Buddy Hield had 21. Tyrese Halliburton only had 10, but he was plus 18 in his 34 minutes. So, you know, it's a loss against a team that you should have won against, but you didn't have your point guard. And it showed tonight. If you have De'Aaron Fox, there's no way you don't win this game. But it is what it is, you know? Incredible. I don't know, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing the last 2 minute report as well. I really am. You know, I didn't understand that last sequence either, C Dog. You know, I really don't. It certainly looked like he was fouled, but I want to wait for that last 2 minute report. But, you know, this game came down to a lot more than just that, correct? Right about the bad rebounding. You know, without Sabonis, who's rebounding on this team? You know, seriously, why didn't Kevin Huerter take it to the rim and make it a 1 point game and then foul? Understand. Certainly understand that. Too many turnovers, 19 turnovers. It's a bad loss. You know, now you have 2 losses on this road trip with 3 games left. And, you know, listen, I'm only speculating on De'Aaron Fox. He may not be with the team for the game against New Orleans. I said may. I don't know the answer to that, you know? No Beam tonight. You're exactly right, Dorian. I'm with you. That would have made more sense. You know, I don't know what Huerter was thinking at that point. It was a bad all-around game. I'm sorry. I disagree with you about the officials. You got to stop blaming the officials every time you lose, you know? Come on. What's up? Well, the Kings postgame show is what's up. And a loss, 107-104. Kings were outscored 28-27 in the first. They were outscored in the second, 32-21. They won the third quarter, 32-27, and the fourth quarter, 24-20. But that second quarter was awful. What were they down, 19 at one point? Right? You know, as far as the coach goes, what are your other options? Who else are you going to start? You know? And I agree with you. Stop blaming the refs. Thank you very much. Thank you. You know, I'm not going to rip Mike Brown, who might be the coach of the year, you know? I mean, you're right, but that's not what Malik Monk does. You're exactly right, you know? Everybody was hoping to see more offense from Davion tonight. I get that, you know? So, I don't know. Just a bad loss. You know, as far as Harrison Barnes, listen, Harrison Barnes was 7 of 12, 3 of 5 from downtown for 23 points. All right? Amazing. I don't disagree with that. I do think there needs to be a end-of-the-game review system implemented. I'm absolutely with you 100%. And I really hope the last 2-minute report doesn't come out and we find out again that the Kings got screwed. Again. You think the NBA officials will come out with a statement like they did after the game last weekend in Boston? I doubt it. You know? Too many turnovers tonight, you know? Malik Monk was terrible tonight. I mean, in terms of taking care of the basketball, he had five turnovers. Five. Can't have five turnovers from anyone. You know, Sabonis had four, but that's too many turnovers for Malik Monk. Too many. Kings shoot for the game 43%. They shoot 34% from downtown. That's not terrible. Free throw shooting good, 17 of 20. Indiana shoots 45% for the game, and their three-point shooting was very good at 41.5. Buddy Hield, 8 of 15 floor, 5 of 9 from distance. How about Buddy also had 9 rebounds in this game? How about that? He also had 6 assists. Hell of a game for Buddy Hield. 9 rebounds, 6 assists for Buddy Hield to go along with his game high or team high 21, you know? You're 100% about Davion Mitchell. He's a liability on offense. He's a liability. I think that's a, you know, you want to talk about what the Kings need at the trade deadline? I think they need a different backup point guard. That's what I think they need. And you can use Mitchell in specialty situations. End of a game where you're up by one or two or three and you need a defensive possession. I mean, there's still room for him in certain things, but he's not, you know, he's not a guy that you're going to want to feel very confident going into the playoffs if he's on the floor in meaningful minutes offensively, you know? So that's where you're at. Yeah, they didn't get the offensive rebounds when they needed it. That is for sure. No question. So no one's trading for Kyrie Irving in Sacramento, right? Stop it already. You want a disaster on your hands? Go get Kyrie Irving. All right. First of all, I don't understand how someone will not just do a little research. And I understand that you can't do everything all the time. Let me explain something to you, Patrick. This is professional sports. Guys don't play because they're mad. Stop it, all right? His wife is having a baby. Is that good enough for you? Or do you need some other information? But here's the bottom line. That second quarter killed Sacramento, and the final 107 to 104. All right, Ryan in Sacktown. Ryan, we'll bring you up here on the stream. There you go. Give me your thoughts on this loss, 107-104.
I think it was a game that was lost in the first half. I thought they came out in the second half and played much better, especially on the offensive end.
Yeah,
they were taking the ball to the hoop. Motion was forward. They had a chance to win at the end. They got some stops. They just couldn't pull it out. Shows you how important Fox is.
Well, there's no way they lose this game with De'Aaron Fox on the floor. No way. I think they would have won this game easily. I think they probably would have had 120 points or more in this game. But they didn't have him. And listen, there are a lot of other teams that are playing without their key guys as well.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah. It's what you talk about all the time, Grant. You know, if you don't have your guys out there, what's going to happen? And this is just a small taste of it with De'Aaron missing for one game.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, down big in the first half, did make a game. By the way, this is the last of five, so you still have a chance to utilize the Super Chat and join Ryan and I for the game against New Orleans on the post-game show. Even if you donate $1, you're eligible. We're taking the two highest, and we're taking a wild card, so you still have an opportunity. If you want to join us, just utilize a donation on the Super Chat. All right, 107-104, the final score. And the Kings now with their second loss with three games left to go on this road trip, taking on a struggling Pelicans team. And then you take on the worst team in the West, the Houston Rockets. So, you know, it's still, you can still have a really good road trip here. You really can.
Yeah, you can. You got to bounce back from this one. I think there are positives to pull from this. I think we saw some rotations that may work going forward that played well together, quite frankly. And, you know, if we're going to pull anything from this, Kevin Huerter got going. Harrison Barnes had a really good game. Domas was Domas. So go into New Orleans and get that win.
Kevin Huerter got going offensively. He was 50% from the floor, but he was 6 of 7 from downtown. And that's what you expect from Kevin Huerter. You expect him to make threes. He didn't make his threes in this game.
He didn't make his threes in this game, Grant, but he still found a way to contribute. And
yeah, he did.
Started taking the ball to the hoop. And, you know, that's what you got to do when you're a shooter to get out of that slump.
All right. Again, someone said great comeback by the Kings. Very entertaining with the lineups we don't usually see. Yeah, I mean, you have to change the lineups when one of your best players is not on the floor. And that's exactly what they did. You know, no one thought the Kings were going to go 82-0 this year. So, you know, these are losses that happen on the road when you're a little bit shorthanded. The thing I think the fact that Indiana played last night, Ryan, and played extended minutes and had a game that came down to the buzzer, I thought the Kings could really capitalize on that, and they weren't able to do it. That's the bottom line. They were not able to do it.
Well, yeah, Grant, I agree with you. I mean, these guys are professionals, you know, so they should be ready regardless of whether or not it's a back-to-back. Yep. But with Halliburton coming back, now that's a little bit different because he had been out with injuries. So for him to play back-to-back, yeah, that was a little bit surprising. And they also got their big man back who, for the first time in the season, can't remember his name right now. But, yeah, so it was what it was.
All right, again, this is spot on. Opposing teams on back-to-back, hadn't seen how about the Kings all season. You're absolutely correct. And I believe the Pelicans play tomorrow night, and the Kings are getting them on the second of a back-to-back. So, you know, we'll see what happens there. Someone wants to know, would I rather win every game but play badly or lose and play perfectly except for the loss? Well, you know, they have the standings for a reason. That's why you count the wins and the losses. I understand your point. On the road, I'll take a win any way I can get it on the road. Playing poorly, playing well. You know, on the road, any win is a good win on the road. So on the road, it's different than at home. I'll just say that.
Yeah, the Kings on the road have been good this season. They've tapered off on this road trip. But, you know, a win is a win. Certainly, you do want to pull the positives from the losses, but it's wins all day. That's what matters.
You know, as far as trading Mitchell goes, you know, you're not going to get a lot for Davion Mitchell. I mean, you know, I think fans just have too big of knee-jerk reactions on one game. Yeah, you would like to see more offense, but he is what he is, okay? And so now you want to trade him? Okay, trade him. All right, what happens when you're in a tight game and the other team's guards are going off and you're up by one score and you don't have him to go on and guard that guy, then what? And what are you going to get for Davion Mitchell? You know, I think, this, again, the fans, I'm not going to be, like, losing sleep if they trade him, but he's not going to just be traded as a one-up. You're going to have to include him in a package, and then you see what you get. I like this team. They're third in the West. You don't make a knee-jerk reaction after one loss.
Yeah, exactly, Grant. But the reality is, too, I'm going to challenge you. You're not seeing Davion on the floor a lot of times in those tight situations when you need a stop in the fourth quarter. It's Fox that's still on the floor. Would we miss Davion? Yes, but you're spot on. He would be part of a package. Right. And I don't think that there's really much out there that would be a benefit than or anything better than what we have in Davion right now.
107-104. What I've seen Mike Brown do, though, I mean, he'll when he has timeouts and he goes offense, defense, you know, quite a bit during the course of a game, end of quarters. And, you know, I like the way he coaches that way. But, you know, again, Davion Mitchell's a role player. He's not a starter, and let's not make him out to be more than he is. 107-104, the final, and we appreciate all the messages. If you are joining us for the first time, welcome. If not, and if you have not yet subscribed, please hit the subscribe button. Also, if you like what you're seeing, hit the like button. We would really appreciate that. We want to say thank you to New Works Plumbing of Sacramento. Locally owned for over 20 years, New Works has a fix for you for your plumbing needs and repairs. Just go to sacserviceplumbing.com. or call the number on your screen. New Works Plumbing, they've got a fix for you. But they did not have a fix for the Kings offense tonight as they put only 104 on the board. And next up, the New Orleans Pelicans, who are in an absolute free fall. I mean, they are in an absolute free fall. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But this is not a game that the Kings are going to spend a lot of time dwelling over. They didn't play particularly well. They lost. And we don't know whether De'Aaron Fox is going to rejoin the team for the Pelicans game or not. We just don't know yet.
Yep. And, you know, certainly what he's dealing with is much more important than a basketball game. So
yep.
That comes first. Good for De'Aaron putting his family first there. And yeah, and we'll see what happens with New Orleans. But again, good things to come from this yep. game tonight, I think, that we can build on.
Again, turnovers were an issue tonight, especially in the second half. They had 7 at the half. They ended up 19 for the game. That's too many. And the Kings have been pretty good in that department. But, you know, again, today they were not. And so they lose. You know, as I don't watch the Kings telecast. If Katie's talking about mental fatigue, I don't know what the hell she's talking about. If any team should have had mental fatigue, it's the team that played last night, not the Kings. Forget about the mental fatigue. Those are all stupid-ass cliches, okay? There's no mental fatigue, okay? I mean, it's ridiculous. The Kings were off last night. Indiana played. The Kings were in Indiana, all right, resting, and mental fatigue. What the hell is that, mental fatigue? Again, I didn't hear her say that. You may have heard her wrong. You may have only been taking part of what she said. I don't know. I don't watch the Kings games on the Kings telecast, so I can't comment. But, I mean, they lost because they turned the ball over. They lost because they didn't play well enough in the first half. Ryan is 100% correct. They lost this game in the first half, period. That's why they lost. They didn't play well in the first half. So let me ask you this. Would you agree, Ryan, that the Kings played much better in the second half?
No. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Totally
so the
different.
King, so if that's true, then by Katie's account, the Kings had mental fatigue in the first half, but they didn't have it in the second half?
Yeah, no. It's mental fatigue, burnout, no. That's not what it is. And the problem, Grant, is it's being associated with three-point shooting, right? Because it comes from the legs, and now we're not making threes. I mean, it's just part of the season. You're going to have your lulls, and you're going to have your highs.
All right. Well, as far as Keegan Murray goes, there is the rookie wall. That is very true. And he's never played this many games in a season. So if she was referring to him, then I could see that being accurate. Okay? That's why, as I said, when I respond to these things, it's very difficult because you sometimes don't give me the whole story of what she said or what an individual said. So I can't comment on that. If she's talking about Keegan Murray specifically, I would agree with her. There is mental fatigue when you're playing 3 and 4 games in a week and you're not accustomed to doing that. And you're a starter and you're going through all of the ups and downs as a young player. Now, he's not really young, all right, age-wise, but he's young experience-wise, and it's all new. So, yes, that is true. If she said that specifically about Keegan, then she's right. But if she said that about the team, then she's wrong.
Yeah, exactly, Grant. Domas, mental fatigue? No, that guy's a machine. But Keegan, there is that rookie ball, no yeah. doubt.
All right. Who's the best broadcast team in the league? Well, it's subjective. But generally, when they have these polls, the Knicks and the Nets with Mike Breen and then Ian Eagle with the Nets normally come out 1 and 2. There you go. I'm very happy to say without patting myself on the back, but I'll pat Jerry on the back. We were always ranked in all the polls in the top 5 every year, and I was grateful for that. So that I do miss. But we were not going to finish ahead of Mike Breen and Ian Eagle. That is for sure. All right. So what about the trade deadline coming up next week? All right, we'll see. You know, again, if you pick somebody up, you generally have to give up somebody. And the Kings, Ryan, for the most part, have been a very good team. The chemistry's been very good, and they're third in the West.
Yeah, exactly, Grant. You know, you don't want to rock the boat too much unless you're going to get a big impact player for very little in the future, which isn't going to happen. There are reports out there Monty's looking at a wing player, you know, to kind of stretch things a little bit. They can play defense. But I wouldn't expect any big moves coming from the Kings. Keep building it the way that you're building it. And one yep. thing that we know for sure is Monty McNair has a plan. He's gotten us to this point thus far. So let's just trust the process.
All right. What about NBA guru and Zach? He's thought that Herder should have given that ball to Sabonis with 10 seconds left. Thought it would have been a wide open dunk or even take it to himself for a lay-in. What was your take on that possession that he's referring to?
100% agree with half of that. Herder should have taken the little floater, would have been a 2-point basket, foul, and then come down again, shoot a three if they make both free throws. But kicking it out for the three was not the right play.
I appreciate the love. Thank you very much. I don't know who the Kings should trade. What I do know is, generally speaking, the rumors that you hear about trades never happen. Okay? They generally don't happen. So we'll just wait and see. I don't think you're going to see too many. I don't think you're going to see a major shift, nor should you. I mean, Monty, and they have a game plan. They're going to stick to their game plan. They understand the future of this team is not necessarily this year, although this could be a really fun spring, but they're not where they want to be. And you got to keep your eye on the prize there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Kings aren't going to give up a piece like Harrison Barnes, even though he's on an expiring contract. He's just too important to what this team's doing. Granted, there's a lot of teams that are close to a championship that he could possibly put over the edge. Don't expect a Kyrie Irving move or anything along those lines. I think we're going to see just kind of what we're seeing now, because the market's going to be overinflated with the lack of big names out there, to be honest with you. Look at what Gobert did. That changed the entire trade market, even going into this season.
All right. Again, 107 to 104, the final. Hit the like button and subscribe. And we are grateful that you are here. We also are grateful for Bennett's in Roseville and Sacramento. They are on the corner of Howe and Fair Oaks in Sacramento, and in Roseville on Eureka Road in Lead Hill Boulevard. In Rockland, they're coming soon to the Blue Oaks Town Center. Prime seafood, their steaks are incredible, whether it's the bone-in ribeye, the prime New York, whatever, porterhouse, hanger steak. They have great fillets. Fish, my favorite is the redfish. It is incredible with a side of sauteed spinach. And the weekend brunch, I know, Ryan, you talked about that. Phenomenal. And the Bennetts are a big-time King supporter, so go check them out. Two locations with a third one coming soon to Rockland.
Yes, sir. Go check it out. You will not be disappointed.
Nope. 107, 104. The Kings fans are disappointed. No lighting the beam tonight. And we'll see whether or not De'Aaron Fox is able to rejoin the team for the New Orleans game. You don't really think the Kings are winning the championship this year, do you? We're not really that delusional, are we? I mean, you don't think that. Please tell me that you're not really thinking that.
Yeah, have you seen the movie Dumb and Dumber? So you're telling me there's a chance. That's kind of the Kings winning the championship this year.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Hey, Grant, they're asking if they can trade broadcast teams. Is there a trade deadline for that?
Who are you going to trade them for?
I don't know. I would assume you and Jerry.
Oh, you know, I didn't see that part. I missed that. They want to trade the broadcast team.
They want a broadcast team trade. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, first of all, to do the playoffs, I'll come back and do the playoffs with Jerry if that's what they want. Yeah. I'm sure Jerry would too, by the way. You know, I'm sure if you called up Jerry and go, hey, would you like to do the playoffs with Grant? I'm sure Jerry would go, sure. You know.
Miss Reynolds would be agreeable to that, I think.
Oh my gosh, you fans are the best. You're gonna trade the broadcast team. Oh my gosh. Oh, it's nice to get a laugh after a loss, you know. NBA guru here, just for fun, would you trade Keegan, Davian, two first and Holmes for Kevin Durant? No.
No,
I would not.
Absolutely not. This team's going this way. That would take
the right team exactly. Absolutely. Hey, Zach, I'll tell you what I would do. I would trade me for the people that you work with that think they know what the hell they're doing in terms of traffic on the highways. That's what I would do. I would come in there and I would fix a lot of the aggravation in Sacramento for the commuters. That's one thing I would do. I guarantee you that. I would make it happen. All right? So I'm available for that too, Zach. Just give me a call, my friend. There you have it. Little bit of a rant there. First of all, Zach, let me ask you something. Why is Sacramento the only quote unquote metropolitan area where the freaking carpool lanes, the closer you get to the city? What the hell is that all about? You know, you're on 50 and the carpool lane stops in between Watt and Howe Avenue or on this side of Watt. Who the hell does that? What good is a carpool lane, Zach, if the damn thing stops 10 miles in front of the damn city where most of the people are going? What sense does that make? Stupidity. When you go to any other city in America, the carpool lane doesn't stop 10 miles before you get to downtown. Who is the freaking genius in your department, Zach, that thought, oh, that's a really good idea? All right, I'm done, Ryan.
Hey, Zach. That was brought to you by New Works Heating, Plumbing, and Air for all your heating and air needs, buddy.
Just plumbing. All right.
Plumbing. That's New Works Plumbing. New Works Plumbing.
Right. Not heating, not air. All right.
Okay. Well, maybe they'll add on heating and air after that one.
Here's what that was brought by. That was brought by Zoom 180, because here's the nice deal. If, let's say, you are on the side of the road in a dark area and you need to illuminate the whole area, if you have a Zoom 180 flashlight in your car, that is going to help you out immeasurably. You won't have to worry about pointing a small beam of light at an area of maybe your tire or whatever. You can illuminate the whole area. Go to zoom180.com and order your flashlight today. This is a revolutionary new flashlight. It has 5 LEDs. My buddy got it yesterday, opened it up, waited for nighttime, and he responded. He said, "Napes, this is badass." So there you have it. Zoom 180. It won't help you on the carpool lane, but it will help you in a lot of situations.
Well, it might help them building those lanes so they can actually see what they're doing. So could be a good investment.
Absolutely. All right. 107 to 104. All right. I want to get to this by Lydia. Kings are a good team, not a great team. But getting a big, strong, athletic big to back Sabonis will point them in the right direction. Hopefully, we will get at least one move. All right, Lydia, you are spot on. They are a good team. 100% correct. They are not a great team. Not yet. That's the goal. That's why you don't mortgage the future. So you are 100% correct. 100% correct. Well, our take, we talked about this earlier today. Both Ryan and I think it's a travesty that he did not make the All-Star team. We also both feel he'll be on the team. He'll be added, but it's a travesty.
Got it wrong again. Even the NBA officials thinks it was a bad call. So,
all right. 107 to 104. The Kings lose, and next up, the New Orleans Pelicans. Good thing I don't have to talk for a living. So the Pels are next, and we'll see whether or not they can get back on track against a team that can't win a freaking game right now. I mean, they have been awful. And you know what that means, right? Who do the Kings struggle with the most? The teams that have long losing streaks. Charlotte, Washington, Atlanta, right? I can go on and on. Indiana had lost 10 of 11, and they beat them tonight.
Grant, honestly, I worry with the Kings more when they play a team on a losing streak like that versus a team coming in on a 9-game winning streak.
I'm with you 100%. Yeah, I think you're spot exactly. on. You know,
so there's some. So Grant, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. There's some interesting names coming up in the chat about free agents that the Kings may be able to pick up. Some of them we've talked about. Ennis Kanter has come up. We've talked about Myers Leonard. Mason Plumlee has come up. So to Lydia's point, of those three, who do you think would be a good fit for the Kings?
Well, knowing how woke the Kings owner is, Vivek Ranadive, I would say there's no chance of picking up Ennis Kanter. I would say there's zero chance, like zero chance. I would love to have Myers Leonard come in for a workout. No, and who was the third one?
Mason Plumlee.
Yeah, but what are you going to have to give up to get Mason Plumlee? I think of the three, Mason Plumlee would be the best fit for this team. Is he available? Most people feel that he would be, but is this price going to be too high? What would you have to give up to get Mason Plumlee? You're not getting him for free.
No, you're not getting him free, but I think so. That would be one that it could possibly work. You would have to work the salaries, but you might be able to get Mason for a Davion, a Rashawn Holmes, maybe a second round pick and a cash consideration.
All right. Well, I'll drive. If you can work out that trade, I'll drive him to the airport.
Yeah, I think, well, yeah, if we could work that out. But I'd love to throw that one in the trade machine and see what it does. But, you know, I think those are kind of the trades that we'd be looking at if we could get a mid-range player like that down low.
Trust me, I know what the word woke means. And the Kings are one of the most woke franchises in professional sports. So trust me, I do know what woke means. And that would be the Sacramento Wokes, all right? I'm very familiar with that. All right. Again, 107 to 104, bad first half for Sacramento. Much better third and fourth quarters, but, you know, it's a 48-minute game. It's not a 24-minute game, and so the Kings lose 107 to 104.
107-104, but good positives pull from this game. You know, Grant, you know, it seems like we have some good memories from this game. Everybody loves to hear Grant stories once in a while. Seeing as it's a Friday night and you spent 32 years in the league, what is your best memory from broadcasting a game in Indiana?
It was a fight on Thanksgiving Day involving Corliss Williamson and a brawl that happened right in front of me, or it was either before Thanksgiving or right after, but it was that week. I don't know if it would be available on YouTube. It was a big time brawl that happened right in front of me as I was announcing the game. By the way, the Suns, if you can believe this, are going to beat the Celtics tonight in Boston with 40 seconds left, 103 to 91. Raptors are leading the Rockets. It looks like Minnesota's going to lose again. They're at home getting blown out by the Magic. Now, there is a lot of time left. It's 83-68 with 2 minutes left in the third. Spurs getting blown out at home. We knew they would. Hawks are up. How about this? The Jazz have won 7 of 10, and they're losing 48-33 with 6.5 minutes left to go in the first half. Pistons beat the Hornets, and the Trailblazers beat the Wizards. But that Corliss Williamson was on the Kings. And it was a Donnybrook right in front of me. And that's the first thing that comes to my mind when I talk about announcing a game at Indiana involving the Kings and the Pacers.
I would not want to be on the other side of a Corliss Williamson haymaker. No. That's a big boy.
No. Big boy. You know, absolutely. I used to get tacos at a taco truck. They were at my golf tournament. And they did a phenomenal job. A matter of fact, we had Gym Boys and their truck out at my golf tournament for a couple of years. And if you want to talk about, I'll tell you, this is very funny. So Mickey Hatcher, right? Mickey's one of the funniest guys I've ever met. For the younger generation, like Sea Dog and others, you may not even know who Mickey Hatcher is. Just Google him. Mickey actually was very close to being the MVP of the 88 World Series when Kirk Gibson hit that dramatic home run off Dennis Eckersley. But Mickey, one of the funniest human beings I've ever met, and Mickey was playing in my golf tournament. And Mickey had never heard of Gym Boys because he's down in Southern California. And they were parked along the third tee box, big trailer, big food truck. Oh, yeah. And Mickey tried these tacos, and he said they were the best tacos he had ever had. Mickey also would have a couple of pops when he was playing, okay? So I don't play in my golf tournament. I drive around and make sure that everybody's happy. So about 45 minutes later, I go up to Mickey's group. I go, Mickey, how the hell are you, man? Everything good? He goes, oh, let me tell you something. And he gives me like a 5-minute like commercial on those tacos. And Mickey just couldn't stop. He's going on and on and on. I go, Mickey, I'll tell you what. I'm going to bring you back some tacos. How many do you want? He goes, just bring the damn truck over here. Have it follow me around the golf course.
Let the truck caddy for me.
Mickey was unbelievable. Mickey must have had 15 tacos that day on the golf course. We had food on almost every hole. And we had, you know, Brian from Bennett's was great bringing out food. We had Sienna and Land Ocean out there cooking sliders and other. I mean, we had great. Paul Martins was out there. We had Beach Hut Deli was out there. I mean, we had tremendous response. We had a hot dog guy. He was phenomenal. Their hot dogs that they made were just spectacular. So, you know, there was food on almost every hole at my golf event. I mean, I always try to put on a first class event, but I will tell you, Mickey Hatcher that day, it was absolutely unbelievable. And I always do thank Gym Boys for being out there. They did a absolutely phenomenal job. And then everything else, it was great. It was great. It really,
Grant,
those are great events.
So that's saying a lot that Mickey thought those were the best tacos because he was in Southern California. There's some good, authentic Mexican food down there. So
I will tell you,
Gym Boys.
I will tell you that Mickey talked about it every time I talked to him. Hey, you been, getting any of those tacos anywhere lately? That's all. Every time I talk to him, you know, Beach Hut Deli is very good. They do a great job. They're very, very charitable too, which means a lot to me. So, all right, let's get back to the game. The Kings lose. What do you expect bouncing back? We don't know about Fox yet. You're taking on a Pelicans team that's been very bad. And I believe the Pelicans, they play tomorrow night. So, you know, you're catching them again, right? Catching them on a second, back-to-back, right? I'm looking at the schedule right now.
You are. Coming into this road trip, the Kings were, they had a 700 winning percentage with a day off of rest. That's dropped a little bit now. But I would think Fox plays in the next game if his maybe comes. And I think there were enough positives from this game. Herder getting going. Some decent, maybe new looks for Mike Brown, different players playing together that he may throw out there against New Orleans. My only concern about this one would be them playing down to a struggling team, because that's the MO.
They're probably going to lose tomorrow, the Pelicans. Guess who they play? They play a Lakers team that beat the Indiana Pacers last night. And what happened tonight? Indiana beat Sacramento. So New Orleans has been horrible. All right, let me read. Without Zion Williamson, and they had Brandon Ingram, that he was out for a while too, but he's back, all right? But, you know, if you want to talk about a bad team, right, and I'm talking about a team, by the way, Ryan, that was number one in the West. They were number one in the West.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
They were number one in the West. They were right up there with Phoenix, Denver, and Memphis. New Orleans, if you know, depending on the day, they were right there. You ready for these? Let me read you their last. Let's start in the middle of January, okay? I'm just going to read you the scores.
All right.
I'm not even going to read you the scores. I'm going to tell you what happened. Lost at New York, lost against Atlanta, lost against Memphis, lost at Milwaukee, lost at Oklahoma City, lost at Denver, lost at Phoenix, beat Chicago at home, lost at Orlando, lost Milwaukee, lost at Memphis, lost against the Lakers. All right. So, you know, those are, you know, they're struggling. You know what I mean? Struggling.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they played some decent teams in that stretch without their star, no doubt. But, yeah, they're struggling. The Kings are the get-right team. Let's put it that way, but hopefully that won't be the case. Hey, here's a funny one. You think LeBron and AD are going to play New Orleans in L.A. tomorrow night?
Oh, my gosh.
Wouldn't that be something?
Wow. All right. So let me count out there. So the Pelicans have lost 13 out of their last 15 games. They're 2-13 in their last 15. Their only wins are at Washington and at Detroit. How about that? Now, let me also read you this real quickly. Here are their points allowed during that stretch. These are the points allowed: 120, 108, 127, 125, 113, 124, 123, 199, 111, 113, 135, 122, 111. Run your offense, be patient, and hopefully get De'Aaron Fox back. Someone says, no Fox, no win. You're gonna have to learn how to win without your starting point guard sometimes.
You have to. Absolutely. Yeah. Grant, so that puts me in a little bit different place for the New Orleans game, because you know what? There might be a little red flag that starts waving in the back of my head if the Kings put up anything less than 120 when they play in two nights, because when you read off those scores, there's no reason the number one offense in the NBA should not be in the 130s.
Yeah, but that's the number one offense with De'Aaron Fox. That the Kings are not a number one offense without De'Aaron Fox. We don't know if Fox is going to be on the floor. So there's two different parts of the equation. With Fox, totally agree. 130 or more. Without Fox, they may not score 110.
Okay, but with Fox, they had a 95-point performance at home. With Fox, 105 on the road. So even I get that not having Fox will affect that, but the Kings still should be putting up a decent amount of points. And
they
that's going to tell me if the offense is off with or without.
But I don't agree with you that they should put up 130 without Fox. I think that's very unrealistic. I think they could put up 120 without Fox, but I think 130 is a little bit too high, Ryan. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right about 130 without Fox. I will go with you there.
All right. Somebody wants to know, would they start Dellavedova over Davion Mitchell in the next game? We'll find out if Coach Brown changes the lineup if De'Aaron Fox is not there. All right. Somebody says, are asking too much from this first year Kings team? No, I don't think so. I don't think so at all. You know? Oh, wait a minute. I got Zach chiming in. Grant, NBA guru here. They're literally extending carpool lanes to the city as we speak on 50. They got the money to do it. Finally, a couple of years ago, it will be finished in 2024. Money doesn't grow on trees. There you have it.
So, Grant,
good job right there,
Grant,
Zach.
Grant, let me ask a question. Yeah. If for those that don't know, Grant used to guest host the Jim Rome show. And there is a strong rule in the jungle that there is no self-glossing. Is there self-glossing allowed on this show? Zach, the NBA guru?
I don't know, Ryan. I'm going to let you be the arbiter there. I'll let you make that decision. You know, I don't want to. Zach's been a good caller. I have a lot of respect for Zach. And if I make a decision that doesn't bode well for Zach, I don't want to be the bad guy. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. Okay. Zach, we're going to let it slide. You can be the NBA guru. You are officially glossed.
Pam said, I think it's going to be an express lane. Well, good. It should be an express lane. You know? Absolutely. It should be. No question. Absolutely. All right. Woodscapes is chiming in. Uh-oh. Zach, Woodscapes is not on your side, buddy.
Run him.
What's going on, Woodscapes, tonight after we get done here? What's going on?
Oh, he is, for those that don't know, 12 Woods, got a great show called The Woodscopes. He's going to have a gentleman on that was in one of the baseball movies. It was True Life Story. It's made after him. Just a regular old guy that decided to start playing baseball. I think it was off of like an open tryout or, you know, he started doing something and ended up making a major league roster. So it's his story. Wood, go ahead and chime in if you're still here. But I retweeted the link if you want to go watch that. It'll be a great show. Grant has been on Wood's show before. So it's a really, really good watch.
All right. 1 hour. From Woodscope, so we appreciate the information. All right, so I hope everybody enjoys their weekend. Thank you very much. We'll reach out to those of you that will be joining us on the next postgame show, which is Sunday, right after the Pelicans game. Let's hope that we have better news than we have tonight. So the final 107 to 104, you're welcome. Happy to help you out with the shout out. And I hope you have a great show. Absolutely. Somebody says, Grant's interview was epic. Thank you very much, Woodscope. Appreciate that. I enjoyed being on with you. Thank you.
That was a really good one, Grant. You guys got to a really good level. That was really cool. So that's on YouTube. So go check that out, guys. Grant,
If I had to pay anyone, it would be the quarterback. I think running backs are, I don't want to say a dime a dozen because Saquon Barkley is not a dime a dozen, but I think it's easier to replace. Well, good night to you. And thank you very much to everybody joining us right here. Rhino, enjoy your weekend, buddy. We'll talk to you Sunday, my friend.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good one.
All right. And thanks to all of you. The Kings lose, but it's only one of 82. Don't make too much out of it. And thank you so much for joining us right here. If you don't like that, have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.